and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 178. And it is titled Seeds to Sow Now, and it's the 23rd of July 2018. Now, I hope you are all well. I just want to start this off by saying the Met Office has today given an amber warning for weather conditions in the UK. So, whether you're in the garden or just working or doing anything else, please, please, please drink plenty of water and try and stay as cool as possible. Last thing I want is for anybody to suffer from heat stroke. I've suffered from it myself. It's not very nice. But moving on from that, coming up today, we have the diary where I'll be discussing what I've been doing over this last week. Followed by that, we have what the calendar recommends to do for the next week. And then after that, I've been thinking about what I can be sowing now. And I've made a list of a few things that can be sown now and over the next few weeks. But before that, let's take a look at what I've been doing over this last week. Now, I've managed most evenings to pop to the allotment to do my 15 minutes of weeding and watering. I've also spent a bit of time at home as well doing the same sort of thing. Thursday evening, I did pop into my potting shed and I dug out some seeds. And I was just going through to see what I could sow, and then I sown them. I was kind of thinking more about winter vegetables because, well, I want to keep vegetables growing through the winter. It'd be nice to have Christmas dinner from the allotment, which is easily done, to be fair. But anyway, I found 15 packets of vegetable seeds vegetable, herbs, salad seeds that all could be sown now. Now, I'm not going to list them out right now because I'll be here for ages. But I'll leave them in the show notes for this blog post. Now, I will be sowing more in the future, but obviously this is why I've got the main subject from today. Now, Friday evening, because I was going away for a couple of days visiting friends in London, I was a little worried about the quail. And what I've been doing, the baby quail in particular, a bit more so, I've been moving those from the large cage that they're now into the smaller cage overnight. Now, the smaller cage had the electric hen in there. Well, I kind of moved the electric hen into the larger cage now, and this has saved me from moving the quails around. And I've also got it on a timer, so it's only on overnight. And even that, I'm slowly reducing the time that they're going to be on. Or I will be slowing the time that they're going to be on anyway. They're doing very well, actually, these little quail. They're 4 weeks old. They're fully grown, fully feathered out. So it's all looking good. Now, Saturday morning, I was away, but I got an email in the morning and saying an interview that I was in has been released. Now, it was a really great video. It's filmed on my allotment by my friend Richard Phobes. I've embedded it into this post. So, again, head over to the Veg Grower podcast and you'll see that there. It's a really good video, and actually the atmospherics on it are great. Now, Sunday afternoon, I headed to the allotment and I set about preparing beds for the winter. Now, the bed that I had in mind was where I had garlic growing this last year. Now, I harvested the garlic probably 2 weeks ago now. So that bed was completely emptied, and I've hoed it a few times just to make sure there was no weeds, or try and reduce the weeds anyway. Now, that bed was ready to go. I kind of screwed a few bits of wood into place, just gave it a general bit of maintenance. I wanted to give it a lick of paint, but because time was marching on, I didn't really have the time to do that. But I then poured 3 buckets of manure onto the bed and raked it out to spread it. And that's filled it up to the top, and it's fine, it's perfect. Now, this bed is now prepared for winter. I will soon, once my seedlings that I've sown have grown, I will be potting those on and planting them out there. But for now, it's just a kind of mulch of manure, I guess. We'll keep hoeing it for the next few weeks and keep it clear. I may add some fish blood and bone or other fertilisers as time goes by. But after that, I spent a bit more time doing more weeding and more watering, which is really all I can do at the moment. It's really, really annoying. Anyway, I came home after that and I cleaned the birds out. The poultry, obviously the chicken and the quail, and they've done really well. Bear, in fact, is still broody and not laid any eggs, so I'm not getting any chicken eggs at the moment. But the quail's eggs are still producing, and that's great. After that, I did tend a bit to my home garden. I'd done quite a bit of watering, and I've harvested some tomatoes, which is lovely. The cherry tomatoes particularly, nice and fresh and great. Straight out of the garden. You can't not beat them. I've had blackberries as well, and raspberries, and various things like that. In fact, the raspberries I've been harvesting every morning to go into a smoothies and things, which is also really nice. Now today, before I came on air, I did pop back into my potting shed, and one of the packs of seeds I sown was a variety of turnips. Well, they have germinated, so they are doing well. They're obviously small seedlings at the moment, but I'll be potting those on pretty quickly, and then they'll be planted out into the allotment at some point. Now that really brings the diary up to date, which has not been a huge amount this week, in part because of the weather and time constraints. So let's have a look at what the calendar suggests to do for this next week. And it reads, now is a good time to assess your garden and plan the overhaul of tired, overgrown beds. Dig over roughly, clearing plants and removing weeds as you work. Light soil can be prepared for autumn planting, but heavy earth will need the effects of winter frost, wind and rain to make deep digging possible. Well, yeah, I don't dig the gardens. I stick to the no-dig method, so that kind of bit doesn't really apply to me. But I do find myself assessing the garden and planning thing moment and thinking about autumn planting, which kind of goes with this subject today. So that's kind of relevant, isn't it? Now, as I said in the diary, my attention has been turning onto winter vegetables and what can be sown now. And in some ways, this was kind of a method just to give myself something to do. I'm feeling that the weeding and watering is all I'm doing at the moment. And well, it's not only about that, it's also I want some vegetables over the winter. And in order to keep the fresh food coming in, it's obviously worth checking to see what can be sown and what will be going. Now, obviously, the obvious thing to sow right now are quick plants that can be produced pretty quickly. Something like radish, which produces in 6 weeks, which is pretty quick. And there's other things like lettuces and salad leaf crops, which will also produce quickly and easily and take up little room. I find these, it's worth just sowing every few weeks, little and often, and just keep a decent supply coming in. And it's pretty easy to do, really. But there are some salad leaves that I like to sow that last a bit longer. They're not these cut and come again. And chard is actually one of these. It's also known as perpetual spinach, and that will grow right over the winter and give me a few nice little leaves that make up a salad or various other uses in the kitchen. Now there are other salad-y leaves that can also be sown, such as spinach and wild rocket. Well, wild rocket is classed as a herb in some places, but again, that's that salad-y leaves that can make some winter salads and go in sandwiches or anything like that. I don't think salads are just for summer. I do think you can have salads over the winter, of course. One that I keep trying to sow, but I never get much luck with, that is also applies to these salad-y leaves, is It is watercress. And I try and grow that every year, but I never really seem to get much luck with it. But I'll be trying that again this year. I might even buy some and just try and root it. But again, that'll grow, that can be sown now and will do pretty well. I also like to sow quite a few herbs. And again, I do these every few weeks, or try to do them every few weeks, I should say. And try and keep a good supply coming. Now, basil and chives will grow really well at this time of year. And they're sown from seed and they will produce really, really well. But they're not the only herbs. Things like parsley and coriander, I find they do better in the winter, but they can be sown now. They just need to be kept a bit, little bit cooler to promote germination. But I think pretty much any herb can be sown around now. They're well worth just keeping some seeds in place and growing them on the windowsill even. Now, if we get into veg, and there's actually plenty that can be sown. Again, we're looking into the winter vegetables, but beetroot and carrots is something that I will be sowing over this next week. Now, I've not had much luck with carrots on my allotment, if I'm honest. They don't seem to germinate. A few months ago, I made a stupid video, the easy way to sow carrots using seed tapes, which normally works really well, and I find them really, really easy, but they did not germinate. So I'm planning to try these off in root trainers as an experiment. Now, generally, carrots don't like their roots disturbed, so they like to be sown in situ. But the root trainers will, you can pull out the whole root and just plant them as they are planted. So that might work better. Now, beetroot, I don't have the same problem with, but I can be sowing that this next week and that should produce quite well. Most brassicas can actually be sown now, and I've sown a few cabbages and kales, and they will do great. And again, they will produce over the winter. Kales are so, so hardy and nutritious that they will just romp away. But they, before we get into winter, particularly kales, they need to get a good bit of growth on them, which is why I'm sowing them now. And my plan is actually to get some of these ready for Christmas dinner, which I do love the good Christmas dinner where most of the stuff comes from the allotment. Now, something is possible to, talking of Christmas dinner, something is possible to do. Now, I don't tend to do this, but it is possible to plant some potatoes now in order to get new potatoes for Christmas dinner. Now, if we choose a second early variety such as Rocket and Swift and just plant them like we would do normal potatoes into a bucket with compost and then keep building up the compost as they grow, they will produce a relatively decent crop on Christmas Day. And you don't need a huge amount, but yeah, these new potatoes, they seem very, very popular thing to do. I've not done them. I'm not a great lover of new potatoes. Well, I didn't used to be a lover of new potatoes. They've grown on me lately. But so on a Christmas dinner, I like my roast potatoes. So I won't. I may do it. I don't know. I'm undecided. Now, we are, well, next week we'll be into August. I can't believe it's August already. And something that I try and sow in August is any onion seed that I have that are kind of left over. Now, onion seeds, they're only good for 1 year. So I like to use them up so they don't get wasted. And they can be, some varieties can actually grow over the winter. But if we start them in August, by the time October comes, they're basically like little sets. Now, this is not the most reliable way of getting overwintered onions. There are certain varieties that do better, but for me, it's just about using up the seeds so they do not get wasted. You can also use them as spring onions, which can actually also be sown over the next few weeks. And again, spring onions are something I don't have much luck with. They just seem very, very thin. work on that. Now, I'm thinking right ahead into mid-September here, and mid-September I will be sowing my garlic bulbs. And that may be way, way ahead now in something that I'm not even looking at doing, but I think it's worth checking out what suppliers and what varieties are ready. Just do your homework and perhaps even get some orders in. Personally, I like the Garlic Farm on the Isle of Wight, but there are other suppliers out there. I like the Garlic Farm for some reason. They seem to do really, really well. And again, I like Early Purple White, but there's lots of varieties. Early Purple White for me really does well. Now in October, again, I'm thinking way, way ahead in the future, but I will be planting onion sets, and I do that every year. So I'm going to be checking out what I'm ordering for those. And actually, this year, I had a really good year with onions. Now, my Japanese onion sets, another variety called Troy, and red onion, all grew really, really well this year. Nice, decent bulbs. And I think I'm going to sow those three again. The Japanese onion and red onion came from Wilko's, if I remember right, and Troy came from a garden centre. But I'll be experimenting with those three again, and I'm always looking for others. So we'll have a look and see what we can do. Anyway, the point I'm going to guess I'm making here is we may be in summer now, but there is still the ability to grow seeds. And I do find that by thinking ahead, I'm already in that frame of mind that actually 3 months' time we're going to be into winter, and I want to keep growing throughout that time and keep that fresh food supply coming through. I've obviously just listed a few pretty simple, easy ones that might be quite obvious. But if you're growing anything or sowing seeds over the next few weeks, let me know. You can do it in the comments or at theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, or email me, richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Well, that is it for this week. Now it's cooled down pretty nicely in the evening. I'm going to water my garden before heading to bed. But please take care, and I will speak to you all again